Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Brett Butler. Batting second. The second baseman, Tommy Hinzo. Batting third. The DH, Pat Tabler. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Joe Carter. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Corey Snyder. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Mel Hall. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Brooke Jacoby. Batting eighth. The catcher, Chris Bando. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Junior Noboa. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Ken Schramm. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Ozzie Guillen. Batting second. The left fielder, Darryl Boston. Batting third. The DH, Harold Baines. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Ivan Calderon. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Greg Walker. Batting sixth. The catcher, Carlton Fisk. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Donnie Hill. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Steve Lyons. Batting ninth. The center fielder, Ken Williams. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Jose De Leon. And now, play ball. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler hits a ball on the ground towards first. Walker scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Butler for the out. One out. Tommy Hinzo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinzo takes first base on ball four. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Hinzo. The throw from Fisk and he is out, Guillen applying the tag. Two outs. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabler strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Noboa scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Darryl Boston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boston hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Snyder. Boston reaches second base with a double. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines hits a ball on the ground towards short. Noboa scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Boston moves to third. Two outs. Ivan Calderon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Calderon hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Schramm fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter hits a line drive towards short. Guillen reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder strikes out. Two outs. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker hits a pop-up towards short. Noboa settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Donnie Hill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hill hits a fly ball into left field. Hall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Steve Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Noboa fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby strikes out. One out. Chris Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando hits a fly ball into center field. William settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Junior Noboa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Noboa hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lyons fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jacoby fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen is 0 for 1 in the game. Guillen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jacoby fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Daryl Boston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boston is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Boston hits a fly ball into left field. Hall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler is 0 for 1 in the game. Butler takes first base on ball 4. Tommy Hinzo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Butler. The throw from Fisk and he is safe. Butler steals second. Tommy Hinzo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinzo is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Hinzo hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hill scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Butler moves to third. One out. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabler is 0 for 1 in the game. Tabler hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Butler scores. It's 1 to nothing, Indians. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 0 for 1 in the game. Carter hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Walker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Tabler. The throw from Fisk and he is safe. Tabler steals second. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0 for 1 in the game. Snyder hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tabler scores. It's 2 to nothing, Indians. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 0 for 1 in the game. Hall hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Lyons settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 0 for 1 in the game. Baines takes first base on ball 4. Ivan Calderon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Calderon is 0 for 1 in the game. Calderon hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's Indians, 2, White Sox, 2. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0 for 1 in the game. Walker hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Jacoby settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Fisk hits a pop-up towards first. Carter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Donnie Hill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hill is 0-for-1 in the game. Hill hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Snyder, who is chasing the ball. Hill reaches third base with a triple. Steve Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons is 0-for-1 in the game. Lyons bunts towards the mound. Schramm fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Hill scores. It's 3-2, White Sox. Darrell Ackerfeld's now pitching. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-1 in the game. Williams hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Hall. Williams reaches second base with a double. Lyons moves to third. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen is 0-for-2 in the game. Guillen hits a line drive into left field. Hall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby is 0-for-1 in the game. Jacoby hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guillen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Chris Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 0-for-1 in the game. Bando hits a ball on the ground towards first. Walker scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Bando for the out. Two outs. Junior Noboa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Noboa is 0-for-1 in the game. Noboa hits a fly ball into right field. Calderon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Darryl Boston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boston is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Boston hits a pop-up towards short. Noboa settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Baines hits a fly ball into left field. Hall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ivan Calderon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Calderon is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Calderon hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Ackerfeld's fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Butler hits a fly ball into center field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tommy Hinzo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinzo is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Hinzo hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabler is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Tabler hits a fly ball into right field. Calderon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 0-for-2 in the game. Carter strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0-for-2 in the game. Walker hits a line drive into right field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Fisk hits a line drive into left field. Hall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Donnie Hill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hill is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. Hill hits a fly ball into center field. Butler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Snyder strikes out. One out. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 0-for-2 in the game. Hall hits a pop-up towards third. Lyons settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby is 0-for-2 in the game. Jacoby hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lyons fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Steve Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Lyons hits a line drive into center field. Butler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Williams hits a pop-up towards third. Jacoby juggles the ball. That's an error on Jacoby. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen is 0-for-3 in the game. Guillen hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Jacoby settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Darryl Boston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boston is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Boston hits a fly ball into center field. Butler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Chris Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 0-for-2 in the game. Bando hits a line drive into center field. That will be extra bases. Williams fumbles the ball. That's a double and an error on Williams. Bando moves to third. Carmelo Castillo pinch runs for Chris Bando. Junior Noboa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Noboa is 0-for-2 in the game. Noboa hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Hill reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Butler hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Boston. Butler reaches second base with a double. Castillo scores. It's Indians, 3, White Sox, 3. Bob James now pitching. Tommy Hinzo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinzo is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hinzo hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lyons fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabler is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Tabler takes first base on ball 4. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 0-for-3 in the game. Carter hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lyons fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox 3. the White Sox will come to bat. Ed Vandenberg now pitching. Rick Dempsey now catching. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Baines hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Gary Redus pinch runs for Harold Baines. Ivan Calderon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Calderon is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Calderon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Noboa fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Calderon. The throw from Dempsey and he is out, Noboa applying the tag. Two outs. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0 for 3 in the game. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hinzo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox 3. The Indians will come to bat. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Snyder strikes out. 1 out. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 0 for 3 in the game. Hall hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hill scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby is 0 for 3 in the game. Jacoby hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Calderon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Fisk strikes out. 1 out. Donnie Hill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hill is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. Hill hits a fly ball into center field. Butler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Steve Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Lyons hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hinzo fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Williams takes first base on ball 4. Lyons moves to second. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen is 0 for 4 in the game. Guillen hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. There goes Lyons trying to get to home. Snyder throws the ball into Dempsey who tags Lyons who's trying to score from second, for the out. Williams moves to second. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox 3. The Indians will come to bat. Rick Dempsey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dempsey strikes out. 1 out. Junior Noboa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Noboa is 0 for 3 in the game. Noboa hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hill scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Butler hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Tommy Hinzo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Butler. The throw from Fisk and he is safe. Butler steals second. Tommy Hinzo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinzo is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hinzo is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Doug Jones now pitching. Darryl Boston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boston is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Boston hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hinzo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Gary Redus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Redus hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ivan Calderon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Calderon is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Calderon takes first base on ball 4. Redus moves to second. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0-for-4 in the game. Walker takes first base on ball 4. Redus moves to third. Calderon moves to second. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Fisk hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hinzo fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Redus scores. Calderon moves to third. Walker moves to second. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 4, and Cleveland Indians, 3. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.